Hello and welcome to Ilani Talks, a podcast focused on redefining self-care and love for your mental health. I'm your host, Ilani Salcedo. Throughout the podcast episodes, I share my own experiences while others feature some truly wonderful guests. In this episode, I sit down and chat with guest Jodi Ann Walker. During the conversation, Jodi Ann shares how to trust life's timing, even when it doesn't align with a time frame you want, experiencing what faith does for you, cutting out comparison from your life, and so much more. She's also the creator and host of her own podcast, No Bad Vibes. Listen and get motivated to see how going with the flow can really mean living with what you have and adjusting where needed. Jodi, thank you for being on here with me today. I'm really excited to dive into the conversation and everything that'll really flow from it.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's begin with the two intro questions that I always ask my guests. What do you do and what do you want to be known for?
So work-wise, I'm a senior coordinator. Outside of work, I do the podcast. I definitely want to be known and remembered for bringing joy into people's lives in any way that I can, whether if we have conversations or, you know, if you see a post that I do and it just brings some kind of joy, that's what it is for me. I just want everybody to be happy.
And if anyone meets you, they'll definitely feel that vibe. Like, I got that off the bat. And I know, obviously, by knowing you for the years that I have and how we've interacted, you definitely
get
that off. So I think you're doing it. We've had so many beautiful conversations, and a big theme of them has been about life's timing. Before getting into how to trust that better, what about life's timing do you find most difficult?
Oof, the most difficult thing is that life's timing never, ever aligns with your timing at all, no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. You can try and make things go the way you want it to, and it's just not gonna happen in the time frame that you want. And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, the acceptance, right?
Yeah, it's one of the however many steps there is in life. We have to accept things as they are and as they come.
Even with difficulties, what has helped you trust the way things unfold?
For me, definitely prayer and having faith that things will unfold as they should, and experiencing what happens when I just continue to do that and have faith and work on myself kind of reassures me that I'm doing the right thing. I stop worrying about, you know, what my plans is, what I want to accomplish by a certain age, a certain time, a certain date. And I just continue to just work on myself, do things that make me happy. And, you know, I notice things start happening for me. Mm-hmm. And it's not me forcing anything. It's just I'm going with the flow. I'm working on myself and taking everything as it comes, really.
Yeah, and it's so important with that awareness of it as well, like you saying.
For sure.
You just going with the flow, or, you know, as best as you could. It's so important. Also remembering, like, what you have gone through before that you've been able to kind of allow to just unfold as is and find you probably
absolutely
in a better spot than what you would have expected to as well.
1,000%. And then, like, I want to define, like, going with the flow a little bit better, because when you hear that phrase, you think, oh, I'm just going to sit back and not do anything and just whatever comes, I'll go with the current. That's not what that means. To me, going with the flow is, yeah, I'm going to work on myself, eat right, watch some movies, hang out with friends, hang out with family, you know, work on goals for myself. And then, you know, whatever comes along, I'll readjust.
Right.
I'll readjust and I'll follow the new path that comes my way. It may be nine times out of 10, it's a better path than what I expected for myself.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by going with the flow. Still doing the work and laying the foundation for yourself and within yourself. But when things come along the way, and usually, hopefully they're good things, it's not always good, whether it's good or bad, let me say that. Just use the bad as a lesson and the good as motivation to just go with the flow and figure out a new path into life.
Yeah, thank you so much for explaining go with the flow in that way, because I think a lot of people don't see it that way. And when they hear it, like you say, it's not about just accepting and that's it. It's like doing what you can do with whatever it is that you have. And then, like you said, adjust as needed when things come up. That's definitely the best way to explain it. Can you give advice to others who can't seem to ground down in what's going on in their life at the moment and how to not compare themselves with others?
Yeah, the best thing you can do is just to trust the process. Trust that everything that you're doing, all the work you're putting into yourself, is going to allow and create space for everything else to fall into place. And I just rhymed like I'm a rapper, but I'm not.
But she does have a podcast.
I do have a podcast, yes. But yeah, just trust the process. And then also, you know, never compare yourself to others or be envious. I have been a victim to that in the beginning, like before I've had my awakening. But I fell into victim to that and be like, why isn't it happening to me? How come I don't have that? How come they're succeeding? And it doesn't do you any good. You know, like all you can do is just be happy for those people. And, you know, you see them succeeding in certain areas of their life, but it doesn't mean that you're not excelling in your life. It doesn't mean, you know, you're not doing good on your journey and you're achieving things that are important to you. It may not be important to that other person, but it's important to you. So you can, and you can never, ever, ever, ever know someone's full story based off of like 15 seconds of what you see, a picture, a post, you know, a video. It's never the full picture. So it may look like they're succeeding and maybe they are, and maybe it's just one part of their life, but you also have to account for all the work that you're doing for yourself and the journey that you're on, because it's different. Everyone's definition of success is different. You can define success as I am, you know, married, I have a beautiful home, my family's taken care of, my kids are taken care of. That is success. You could also be, I am a CEO, I run this company, my employees do great work and there's a good report. You know, maybe I'm single, maybe I'm not married, but I'm excelling and this is what's important to me right now. And it's just different versions of success for everyone. So just don't compare yourself or be envious of anyone. Focus on your own journey. Congratulate everyone else on theirs. And that's it, really.
Yeah. It's so important to really notice not everyone, or you could see there's someone succeeding in an area, but that doesn't mean they're not going through other things in other areas.
Right.
Know? And that's so important to remember, especially if we feel like being in that comparison conversation in our head, like, why am I not there? Or why do they have this and I don't? Or I'm more deserving? Or, you know, all those thoughts that do come up when you're kind of comparing yourself.
Yep.
And I love how you mentioned your awakening kind of helped you. But what did that look like in order to really kind of not be or not compare yourself so much to others?
It was tough in the beginning because to me, like, I'm surrounded by amazing people, you know, from different parts of like my life, different sections of my life. And they're all succeeding and have beautiful lives of their own, which don't come without their own hardships. But I've always learned by celebrating their successes with them, it's kind of easier to celebrate with them than be envious. Because one, that just... envy just rears its ugly little head and you don't feel like, for me, I didn't feel good. Like, I felt guilty for being envious of what someone else had. And I felt like, you know, the word jealousy gets thrown in there as well. But for me, I tried to focus on the good. And when you focus on the good, you don't have time for the negative. And to me, being envious and being jealous is very negative. It doesn't do anything. It matter of fact, it attracts even more negativity into your life. And I didn't want that. I'm a happy person 90% of the time. I like to be around happy people, or if they're not, try to make them happy and be positive all around. And it wasn't working for me. So I just start celebrating everybody, celebrate everyone's love, friendship, success in whatever form that it takes. But it was it took a long time, and it's a switch I had to do. I had to flip the switch. I had to, because nothing was happening in my life that I wanted, because I was so focused on other people. that stuff that I want for me got put to the wayside, you know? And that I will never do that again. People say never, but I am saying never with a capital N. Never will I do that again. It's not good. It doesn't feel good. You're mentally, you're in like a state, like I wouldn't say you're in like a depressed state, but the feelings that come along with it would make you feel like, oh, you're depressed. Well, it's that's not, you may not be that. You may be classified as depressed, but you're just feeling down all the time. It's like wherever you walk, you know, when you, like, this is a good illustration. Think of a cartoon. Someone's having a bad day. They have a cloudy rain cloud over their heads, and it's just raining on them. And they're walking along, and it follows them wherever they go. To me, that's what it was like. And I'm like, this can't be it, man. Where's the sunshine at? When, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to start doing things for me and enjoying my life. Enjoying, you know, figure out what I want and work towards it. And it was a switch that had to be flipped, but, and it took a lot of hard work, but I got there. That was my awakening. And I think a lot of conversations that happened with close friends, family, and it's like, it wasn't a good look for me personally. So I don't know. The grass is greener on this side, so people come on over. Come on over. It's a good thing to just be happy for yourself and for others. It feels good.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I love that. And I love your illustration too of that cloud that was just following you and how it felt, because I could definitely kind of like empathize and definitely really feel that, because I definitely went through my own stuff before my awakening in my way. We're here sharing our awakening stories, but yeah, like that's how it really feels, and I'm so glad you were able to actually get that call inside to be like, listen, yes, I feel like this, but I need to move forward and I need to be happy. So, and it does take a lot of,
And you start making things happen for yourself too.
right, and it takes a lot of work, but at least you really wanted it, and I think that's what motivates us to get to better places as well. As long as you want it, I think if you have that purpose, you'll kind of go through anything in order to get there.
Agreed.
Yeah.
100% agreed.
Let's shift to speaking about the topics of self-care and manifesting. I'll begin with asking about self-care first. What does it look like for you?
So self-care to me, especially within the last year, we've been stuck inside, right, with COVID. To me, like I've started taking care of my skin, you know, getting that natural
It is
glow.
glowing,
You know what I'm
girl. It is
saying?
glowing.
You know.
It looks so good. You know, I'm always complimenting
Thank
you on your
you.
skin.
Thank you, girl. 'Cause no one tells you, like, as an adult, you're still gonna
Right.
get pimples like you're a teenager.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No one tells you that stuff. And I'm like, this is not it. My skin needs to not look dry. I don't want to look like I got grease over my face. So to me, I really honed in on focusing on working on within. So I did, you know, I've got my skincare routine down pack. It's an 8-step, 8-9-step skincare routine. Do it day and night, and it works, right? And then I started working out. Now I'm doing it more so than I did before, and I feel good. Physically, I feel good. I feel stronger. My mind's clearer. And it's not like I work out like hours, a quick 30, 35 minutes, you know, 4 times a week. And that's all I really need. Well, I could push myself further, but right now that's all I really need. Things that used to ache before don't ache so much. And for me, because I work from home now, so I'm sitting down all day. And before, I used to sit there and get up and be like, it sounded like you're walking up creaky steps where every bone is just going crick, 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 crick,
You have to
crick.
stretch those legs and those arms and that
Yeah, man.
body.
Yeah, man. And I was hurt, like overstretching myself and giving myself pulled muscles. I was like, this is not it. So, skincare, working out, and then for the mental part, I read or like listen to books and podcasts. Alani Talks is one of them that I listen to.
Thank you.
And then, of course, doing my own as well. I've gained like a lot of little nuggets from all of it. Like stuff that just helps me, you know, with affirmations. You know me and my
I
affirmations now.
do.
My affirmations, I have them posted everywhere. working out, doing the meditation thing, and just a lot of different things that kind of I've picked up from a bunch of different people, and I've managed to figure out what works best for me. And then also I have days where I do absolutely nothing.
And those are
Not
necessary.
a darn thing, okay? I'm not on social media. I'm not, working. I'm not reading. I may just binge watch a whole bunch of TV, a whole bunch of Netflix, take a nap or two, I have the luxury to do that because I don't got no one to worry about but myself. So, like, I have to have those days where I just absolutely do it, nothing. Because during the work week, my brain is going all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And, that's how my natural state is. But with work, I'm so focused. And after I log off, I'm, drained. So I have to have those days where I do nothing. And that's pretty much it. I've worked on my skincare, working out, and working out my brain, and then relaxing.
Yeah, rest is so important. I'm always advocating for that. Don't limit yourself, or don't do so much that rest isn't included in your plans.
Exactly.
If you have to literally plan, okay, from 1 to 3 today, I'm literally going to do nothing. That is important to do. Sometimes we do have to
for
kind
sure.
of remind ourselves or really set those boundaries so that we actually meet these moments that we should really give ourselves.
Even before we had locked quarantine and everything, I used to my calendar every weekend because I don't really do anything during the week unless it was on a Friday night. But even that is still a push. But it was to a point where a month straight I had something to do every weekend. And it was just either going to a winery, visiting a friend, setting time to visit family, going shopping, doing stuff with my mom. And I'm like, this is a lot. I need to schedule. If anyone asks me, you doing anything on the 3rd? Yep. Yes, I am. Super busy. What did I do on the 3rd? Sleeping until 12 o'clock and woke up, watched TV, eat some food, and just chilled out. I think I stayed the whole day in my bedroom. You have to have those days. And if you can afford to, because I know not everyone's life curates space where you can do that, but you have to, whether you lock yourself in a closet, a pantry for 15 minutes, just take some time.
Yeah.
A good 15 minutes to start with, that works. If you could do an hour, that's magical. But 15 minutes just to breathe and not worry about anything but yourself. It's crucial. Yeah. Very crucial. Things they don't teach you in school.
Right. Which should be taught because we're humans walking around just getting fed information that if we don't rest, that's where anxiety comes in. That's when you can't concentrate on certain things or, you're not pouring into your relationships too because you're all...
Absolutely.
Your mind is too filled and you're not feeling well. You're not taking care of yourself. So it all is interconnected. We can't forget that part of us.
Yeah, it's like your biggest muscle. And when you're working it out, when you do a workout, you need to have recovery days where your muscles have time to, get back to normal. You're not aching. That's what we need to do for our brains because sometimes it's a lot. It's a lot.
But when did your awareness of it begin, where it motivated you to do enough to start putting it into conscious motion?
It started with very small things like manifesting a parking spot that's very close to the entrance of the mall.
Very important.
because I am not walking miles to go in there. So it started off with that, and then it went to bigger things like manifesting a new job, manifesting, joy or love within myself. And then just, I'm manifesting whatever it is I wanted, right? And that's good things, stuff that would be good for me. And the more and more I did it, the more all that I start, I was manifesting for just started to come to fruition. And sometimes even way better than I originally aimed for. And I can't profess about it enough. To be honest, I tell everybody, you better manifest it. You want a house? Manifest it. You want a new job? You better manifest it. You want a stress-free day? You better manifest the heck out of that, okay? Because essentially, you get what you put out into the universe. Yeah. Whether I'm not sure whether you follow God, whether you're into the universe, whatever it is, whatever you put out is what you get back. I fully believe that.
And that's definitely a message to always remember, especially when we want things really, really desperately or like badly, or we want life to pan out a certain way. While yes, everything unfolds however it unfolds, but we also have a lot in that because of what we wish for, how we're reacting, or what is it that we're doing to match what we want.
Right.
You know? So it's very important to always keep that in mind. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
What's one thing you can share that can help others manifest anything in their life? Even though I know you just shared a little bits, but is there anything like, or how's one way that you've done it that's really, really worked?
For me, well, it's starting small, right? So you don't, I'm going to manifest, I'm going to win the jackpot tonight because it's not going to happen. And you're going to be surely disappointed. Thank you very much. But yeah, start small and then start by manifesting, the kind of day that you want to have when you wake up every morning. That's what I do. And it works for me. I manifest to have an anxiety-free, stress-free, complication-free, and a very productive day. I manifest it for myself and then for everyone else, and then for the good one up top, their God. I manifest that for everyone. And then you have to be very specific about what you want. You know, stuff like stuff that's really going to help you mentally, physically, emotionally throughout the days. You have to be very specific about what it is that you want and be sure that you actually want it. Don't manifest something just because, you want a fancy car. Don't do that. Don't do that. Maybe you manifest that fancy car and then you can't pay for it. So don't do that to yourself. And then once you start getting the hang of it, that's when it'll become like it's second nature to me now. Like if I don't do it, I feel like something is off and I'm like, oh, I missed it. I need to do it right now. And I stop whatever I'm doing. I don't know if I'm working or if I'm listening to something, pause it, do my little manifestation, and then I go about the rest of my day. But once it becomes second nature and you start doing it, you're going to see how it starts to change the way you see yourself and the way you see the world around you. And you just want to keep doing it. It's like an addiction, but a good one.
Yeah.
And you start doing it. I don't only do it for me. I do it for everyone. I do it for my family. I do it for my friends, my coworkers. And to me, like I start seeing changes for them too. So definitely just start small and continue to do it. It's like a muscle. Continue to work on it. And eventually you start seeing some changes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Now, with how you explained how you manifest, could you also, or could other people also see it as like prayer, affirmations?
Absolutely.
Affirmations came up to my head right away. And then I was like, that's also kind of like a form of prayer that a lot of people could also see. So, yeah, I love that.
Absolutely, to me, because to me, it's a combination of a manifestation and a prayer. Okay. So I always say I'm manifesting and praying for, and I'll say it. Say what I'm manifesting, saying what I'm praying for, who I'm praying for, who I'm manifesting for. And at the end of it, I say amen. So to me, it's a combination of both. And you're right. It's like, and it's your own personal affirmation that you have for yourself, and it's a daily thing. And it's something so simple. It's like three phrases, three things, four things that I manifest for. And then I can manifest for other things and pray for other things. But you absolutely can see it as a prayer. If it helps, you can write it down to be as an affirmation that you see every day, whatever works for you. That's the thing. It's the way manifestation and prayer works and affirmations. You have to do what works best for you, because what works for me might not work for you or might not work for someone that's listening, but maybe they can find a way, whether they write it down, maybe it's a recording, they do a voice note and it's something they need to hear, because some people, for me, I need to see everything. So it's written down, posted up, hung up.
Yeah.
Other people, maybe hearing is better for them. Maybe doing something is better for them. So whatever works for whoever's listening, whatever works for you, just do that. But just make sure it's something that your mind is going to build on. It's going to focus in and hone in on exactly what it is you're doing. And it's going to become second nature to you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be your own little thing that's just for you, that makes it so sweet. And it's beautiful. It really is.
Yeah. And it allows you to look forward to something good
Yes.
in your day. Even
Yes.
if your life is okay, you know, but at least like if there's challenging stuff, and I think that's when you would need it most anyway, like have that moment to like really sit down and like really either pray, manifest, or all these words that we're using to really do that for yourself and really also get in touch of what is it that I really
Yep.
want and what, and also like what are you ready for?
Yes.
Because sometimes we, like you said, the car, like
Yeah.
maybe you're not ready for the car, but if you manifest that you have no money,
Then
did
what?
you really have to
No,
manifest
you
that?
didn't.
You know, like, oh, that's such a great point. I love that. Now we're going to move on to your podcast, No Bad Vibes. What were the steps that led up to starting one?
So I started a blog at the beginning of 2020, but that was then the pandemic happened and, you know, everything else going on in the world. And I feel like what I wanted to do or you know, what my intentions were with the blog was to bring joy and bring happiness. But I feel like it wasn't really, it couldn't, what I wanted to say couldn't come across the way I wanted it to. It didn't, it wouldn't feel as personable. You know, it's just essentially it's words on a computer that you're seeing. And it's interpret, everyone interprets words very differently. Whereas you can hear me speaking, you know, and you can hear the connotations that I have, the inflections of my voice, the joy, the sadness, the seriousness. You can hear all of that. So I started, you know, took a few months, thought about what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it, researched, reached out to you to pick your brain about things. And then once I felt I had all the details that I needed, I took a leap and just started recording.
Yeah, were you really nervous when
Very.
You were, yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of my voice. It took some time
it's
to
not
get used
bad.
To. And it's not. See, that's another thing. Everyone works up things in their mind completely different.
Yeah.
Like, so much so that I was like, oh, my voice is so disgusting. Who's going to even listen to this? And then I kept listening to it. I'm like, all right, it ain't that bad. You know, it ain't
Yeah.
that bad. But I said
No,
to my cousin, I was like, is this what I sound like? And you didn't say nothing to me.
She's probably like, but that's how you've always sounded like. So what
right.
are you talking about?
Right. It's so weird. But yeah, I was nervous, but I figured, you know, nothing good ever comes from being comfortable. So if I'm uncomfortable and I'm doing it, but I still enjoy it, I'm going to go through with it. I won't know unless I do it. And I did it.
Right.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
You're doing so good. Yeah, it's having a podcast, and definitely as a podcaster myself, I was absolutely nervous before starting mine.
Yeah.
And I felt the same thing with my voice. Like, I think we all have that kind of imposter syndrome, or like the word just left my head, but
yeah,
we have that feeling towards ourselves that like, ugh.
Because you can't hear yourself really.
Yeah.
Like, how I sound is not how I think I sound is not how I sound when I listen back to recordings at all.
Yeah.
So it's a funny thing. It's just the way our brains are wired. That's all.
Yeah. But as you start recording and as you hear yourself more,
mm-hmm.
it definitely improves, which is a good thing. Because
yeah.
if you want to continue your podcast, you're going to have to listen to yourself a bunch of
Absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely.
Like a thousands of times.
I don't even know if I can count on one hand how many times I've listened to myself. And just
I
like,
know.
Let me rewind that part. Did I say, did that sound? Okay, all right, I'm going to keep going. But
Yeah, absolutely. What have you found that you enjoy most about being a podcast host and having a podcast in general?
To me, it's the conversations that I get to have with my guests and like the insight that they bring to certain topics that, you know, my listeners can connect with. To me, that's what it's all about. I like talking to people and have good conversations. Conversations where I leave feeling like good. You know, I've learned maybe, you know, I've learned something new about myself or about the person that I'm talking to or about something happening in the world that I have no idea about, you know. I just think it's all about the conversations and being able to provide insight. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, I totally feel that. Since its debut, has it improved any area of your life?
Yeah, I would say it allowed me to reach people from like different walks of life. You know, and they, you know, when they tell me they've enjoyed an episode, that it resonates with them, or, and it, you know, it gave them like a good laugh, because I can be quirky if y'all didn't hear it in my voice. You know, it gave them a good laugh. Like receiving that feedback reassures me that I'm doing what I, like the podcast is doing what I set it out to do in the beginning. And I couldn't ask for anything else. I couldn't ask for it. If it makes you laugh, it makes you feel that warm, fuzzy feeling inside, you know, that you feel in your chest, then great. Opens you up to something new that you didn't, you know, a way of thinking that you never would have thought of. Great. That's all I wanted to do. You don't got to like me. You don't have to like the podcast, but if you get something from it, I'm happy.
Yeah. And I definitely believe everyone who's supposed to hear your episode and get something from it, or your episodes in general, will be there, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you might not get that feedback, but knowing that there could be someone that's out there really listening and getting what you want most out of it is just such a great feeling. And also, like you say, the conversations that you have with others and learning about more about your guests or learning more about yourself. That if maybe you didn't have this platform, you would be able to do, you know, so.
For sure. And it's weird for me because I don't accept compliments very well. Mm. Like in terms, like when you say, oh, you're beautiful. Really? Thanks. Okay. I'll see what you see. But thank you. You know, and I wasn't expecting anything. I was just hoping people would listen and people would, you know, tune in and connect with me or connect with whoever I have on an episode. And then, but I've gotten, like the first one, the first few ones I got, I was like blown away. Like even my little cousin, God bless her, she reached after she listened to it. I think it was the second episode. She, you know, sent me this beautiful message, and I said, and she's like, what? She's 13 now. Well, at the time she was 12, but for her to be able to connect with what I was trying to say. And she was like, it's just, you know, so beautiful. You're so inspiring. My heart just like broke in the happiest pieces. And I'll admit I got emotional.
Yeah.
You know, I was cutting onions. Okay.
Again, right?
Again. I was cutting onions.
You cut a lot of onions every time we talk.
I'm an emotional person. Even talking about it now makes me choked up. But
no, I was going to ask, did you cry? Because like, I was just like, oh. That is so sweet.
I teared up. I was like, because I wouldn't expect it. And, you know, it's a different, like, it's different age ranges that listen. So for her, she's like in that preteen teenager stage. And I was blown away that she even picked anything up from it, you know, and then from like my family and then friends and my friends from work. And I'm just like, wow. Just wow. Like, I don't have anything other than to say thank you to whoever's listening. And I'm happy that, you know, you guys have been able to take stuff from it. That's all I wanted and all I care about. I don't care if I ever make any money from it. It's not what I set out to do with it. But it's just thank you. Thank you and wow. That's all. It's great.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're having such a great experience with it. I mean, I love the episodes that you've done. They're great, and your message and your energy. I mean, we know each other personally, so I already, like, loved what you're all about anyway. But I really love that you've been able to do this. And I remember when you reached out to me, I'm like, yes, she's starting her podcast. It's so amazing. I love it.
For sure, because I was like, oh, I need to do this. And I was like, I know somebody who has a podcast. I can reach out to her and just ask all the questions, how to do it, what equipment to get, what format, is there anything you can impart? And then, of course, you know, I do my own research on top of that and pick up, you know, a few things that work best for me. But you were very instrumental and very helpful in the beginning of all of this. So I truly appreciate it. And I think it's a full circle now, me being on your podcast.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I couldn't honestly not have you on. Like, I don't know, something would just not feel right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it just wouldn't feel right. But yeah, I'm so happy for you. Honestly,
thanks.
Having a podcast, again, as a podcaster myself, I know all those feelings. So it's really great you're experiencing it as well. To close our conversation, can you share three ways you find the joys of life?
Yes. The first is laughter. Okay. Whether, you know, it's from a conversation or a movie I'm watching or videos I come across, you know, on social media. If I need a good laugh, I'm going to watch a comedy or, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, laughter is medicine for the soul. 1000%. You could be having a bad day and something funny happens and you have that good belly laugh, or high pitched in my case, you know what I'm saying? With a snort or two, that's like golden. So I try to like laugh as much as possible. You know, it just feels good and you feel lighter about life. And then what else do I do? Ooh, random dance parties in my living room. You know, whether it's by myself or with family members, you know, because it's a form of expressing yourself, you know, and also a form of stress relief. You can let go of everything that's going on in the day and just go crazy. Whether you're a good dancer or a bad dancer, it really don't matter. It really
no
doesn't
one's
matter.
Judging here.
No one's judging. It's a judgment-free zone. Okay, you want to break out the chicken dance? You break out the chicken dance and you put your effort into it, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee you, there's some people who don't dance well, but it's the effort that they put into it and they got a whole circle around them going, hey, hey.
Yeah.
And you're like, that person wasn't really a good dancer, but his enthusiasm or her enthusiasm was great.
Yeah.
Like, I will always root for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like being out of your comfort zone and doing what you want and not caring what anyone's thinking or saying about you. So, yeah, dance parties. I try to do that quite a few times. And then the last thing is appreciating the world, the beauty of the world, like in all its forms. Whether, because I sit where my desk is now and where I work, I'm facing the window. So I have gotten the privilege to see all the seasons, the trees going from green to yellow to orange to not being there, the first snowfall, like those things. I'm like, it's so beautiful and it makes me appreciate just being alive. You know, I get to see all the birds, the geese, the crows, all of them just flying free. And just, you know, there was like one day it was super windy, super, super windy. And this bird wasn't doing anything but other than it had its wings open. It wasn't flapping them. It wasn't flying. You know, it just, he flapped them like once to readjust, but he was just letting the wind just come at him, you know? And
isn't,
I'm like,
isn't that a definition of letting things unfold?
Yes. Yeah. Girl. It is,
yes. Yes.
I just got the goosies. Oh my gosh. Yes.
That's literally what popped into my head as soon as you said that. I was like, wow, that's a great vision.
That is
to think.
Good,
yeah,
good, see?
To visualize.
This is why we France. But yeah, you know. And then for me, I have a thing. It's a weird thing. I find the shape of a heart in a lot of things. In my food, a cloud in the sky, a water drop, a rain, you know, stain on the ground. I don't know, some gum that got stuck to a chair or something like that. Somewhere, somehow,
just everything.
In everything, you know, I'm finding hearts. And to me, I accept that as love always finding me. And it's just love from the universe, love from God, you know, especially it comes sometimes at a time where maybe I'm feeling down that day or maybe I'm second guessing something. And out of nowhere, I just look and it catches my eye and I'm like, ooh. I see you, love. I accept it. I receive it. I take it with me wherever I go and I keep it moving. Like it makes me, you know, I was crossing the street once. Disclaimer, don't do this, folks. Don't do this. I'm crossing the street, you know, the light, the little Walkman thing said you could walk. I said, okay. Had a timer on it. Had a certain amount of time to get across the street. And I was walking with a couple of my friends and I stopped and I was like, oh. And they're like, what's wrong? I said, it's a heart. And they're like, Jody, you're in the middle of the road. I said, I know, but let me take a pic. Jody, you're in the middle of the road. I was like, all right, but it's okay. I see you, heart, and I take you with me. I can't take a picture of you right now. And they're like, what's wrong with you? I was like, you don't understand. Okay, love is finding me everywhere I go, and I always document it. But I don't recommend risking your life for it. That's one thing. Don't do that.
Just remember.
See it, accept it, receive it, and move along. Yeah.
If it's in the middle of
the street. If it's in the middle of the street. If you see it on a wall now, that's different.
Yeah.
But yeah, those three things for me.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Our conversation was always great, or it was great as always.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for tuning in this week to Ilani Talks. Refer to the show notes for details we discussed in this episode and more about the guest. To get in touch, send a DM on Instagram at Ilani Talks. And if you enjoy this podcast, visit ilanitalks.com to sign up for the newsletter at the very bottom of the homepage. By signing up, you'll receive exclusive information that only subscribers get. Until the next one, with all my love, Ilani.